Pareho lang ba ang virus at bacteria?
Normal na tao ba mga scientists?
Paano nasisira ang kalikasan?
Magugunaw na ba ang mundo dahil sa climate change?
Tara na't maglakbay tayo sa mundo ng agham, matematika at ibang disiplina. Alamin natin ang relasyon nito sa ating buhay, paligid at kalikasan. Mas pinasaya na ang pag-aaral dito sa Siyensya na Kayo! Ang agham para sa lahat.
Magandang hapon mga classmates! Ngayon ay Biyernes, alas 4 ng hapon. Ako po si Classmate Shrel.
At ako naman si Classmate Alec.
Kami ay mula sa Kolehiyo ng Mass Communication. Ngayon nakikisali sa Kolehiyo ng Agham. Ayan. At kami ay nakangiting bumabati sa inyo ng
magandang masyensyang hapon, Planet Earth.
Siyensya ninyo.
Siyensya nila.
Siyensya na kayo.
Ang agham para sa lahat.
Napakasarap naman ito. Para sa lahat ang agham, no, Alec? O, para kahit po dito sa atin sa College of Mass Communication, maraming agham. No? Sa pinapaliwanag ko na nga, binabati ko po yung mga taga-Philippine Science High School.
Ay.
Sakto, binabati natin sila. Dumalaw sa atin dito kanina sa ating estasyon, Alec.
Ah.
Oo. At sila ay tinitingnan nila mga ano to, may interest sa broadcast at journalism.
Uy, okay. Oh.
Studio tour it. So, sabi ko, akala nyo walang math dito, mayroon kaya. Tapos ina-explain nila, bakit ganito po yung itsura, ba't ganito po yung pader nyo, butas-butas, ito po yung gypsum board. Hindi po lang binutas namin yung walang dahilan. Iyan po ang studio kasi ay kailangan, sabi ko nga, ang kailangan kasi niya na-absorb yung sound. So kasi, di ba pang nagbabounce yung sound, di ba may physics yun? di ba pang nagbabounce yung sound, nagkakaroon ng reverberation, ng echo, kaya yun yung pine-prevent natin sa isang studio setup. Mm-hmm. Kaya ito pong ating studio ay dapat ina-absorb ng mga walls, ng ceiling, kasama yung floor.
Mm-mm.
Kasi diba parang box ito eh.
Dama.
Kala mo may alam din ako sa agham ha? Huh? Diba Alex? So sa lahat ng bagay ay mahahanapan natin ang agham.
Tama.
Ayan, kami po ang mga tinig na naririnig nyo ngayon ay hindi po nag-transform si Classmate Sha at si Classmate Mary ng boses.
Nagkataon lang kasi na nasa malayo silang lugar kaya ngayon kami muna.
Kami muna. Oo, ano po kami, pabida kami. Kayong hapon no? Habang wala si Classmate Mary at Classmate Sha. Pero mapapakinggan ninyo ulit sila sa mga susunod na episodes ng atin pong Siyensya na Kayo. O, siyensya na muna kayo ngayong hapon na ito, ha? Kaya ito, siyensya na muna. Oo, pero ang science naman ay nagpapatuloy.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. At nabanggit natin ang physics, Alec. Ito na nga. Oo.
May kasama tayo ngayon na galing kasi sa physics.
Ating panauhin, ang ating teacher, di ba, Classmate Alec?
Nakalagay associate professor sa National Institute of Physics dito sa UP Diliman. And ang dami niyang pinag-aralan. Wait lang. De, mamaya ako na iisa-isahin yan. Pero i-welcome na lang natin.
Nakaka-nosebleed ba?
Nakaka-nosebleed. Nagugulat ako. Wait lang. Sige, i-welcome na natin. Kasama po natin ngayon ang gwapong-gwapong si Teacher Ian.
Ayan, magandang hapon po. Gwapong-gwapong Teacher Ian. Professor Ian. Ano po ang apelido?
Ian Vega.
Professor Ian Vega.
Hello, good afternoon.
Teacher Ian po ang tawag namin sa inyo. Wala po kayong magagawa.
Ang daming bola nangyayari sa loob ng buhay.
Opo, may physics din po yan. Opo. Sinimulan kasi ni Alec eh. Ayan po. So, Teacher Ian, kayo po ay mula sa physics.
Yep.
Opo. At tama naman po ba yung mga pinagsasabi namin?
So far, wala pa naman masyado.
Wala pa masyado tayong sinasabi. No? Alec, ano yung mga specialization ni Teacher
Ian? Ang nakikita kong specialization niya kasi sa gravitational physics at saka sa mga black holes.
Yep.
So, can you elaborate more tungkol doon po?
Yeah, so, you're right. That's my specialization. Essentially, what I do and what my group does in NIP is try to understand better the nature of gravity. So, physics is really about everything in some sense, and we know that there are fundamental forces in the universe. One of the most important is gravity. It's the force that pulls us down to Earth. It's why masses attract each other. Now we all know this from high school.
But
we have as I'd like to emphasize, there's still a lot of things na hindi pa natin naiintindihan masyado about the gravitational interaction. Particularly when when the strength of the gravitational interaction, gravity becomes very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Pag masyado na malakas. So here, basically, much of gravitational phenomena on the surface of the Earth, more or less naiintindi na natin kasi ever since the time of Newton, in fact, in some sense, somebody could argue that physics began with gravity because it was Newton who actually came up with the whole idea. So and gravity is one of his favorite topics. In fact, we still, by and large, gravity, I would say, for most of the things that we consider, tama pa rin si Newton sa mga pinagsasabi niya.
Sabi niya. Opo, naalala ko si Newton yung nagsabi ng what goes up must come down. Tama po ba yan sa lahat ng aspeto ng buhay?
may pagka universal na.
Oo, kasi
hindi lang physics, ano?
Parang hindi po sa physics eh. Diba? May alam natin, pag binato mo yung piso, bababa yung piso, diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi that's the gravity, diba? Yeah. Bata pa lang tayo, tinuturo yan sa atin.
Exactly.
Tapos yung iba nga, defying gravity eh. Paano mo daw, ito yung challenge, I remember this activity in science na paano mo daw pabababain yung itlog mula sa fourth floor na hindi nabasag?
Yeah, well, that's parang ano yata, ngayon nagiging contest material na yata. Competitions na nang ganun. So that's it. One of the things. So that's, yeah, that's one, that's certainly gravity as well.
Mm-hmm.
So at least yung mga ginagawa ko is that sort of goes beyond that. Kasi, so like I said, the unknowns in gravity really lie in the realm of very, very strong gravitational regime, a very, very strong gravity regime. That basically means, where do you find strong gravity? Hindi lang naman sa Earth, right? Okay. So you really have to look at the cosmos. So dapat itinan mo very heavy stars. Example, my favorite topic, black holes.
Sir, ito pong sa Earth, di ba? Kasi ngayon po, yung isang beses, yung isa namin kasama, tinitingnan yung Google Maps. Hanggang sa zoom out niya ng zoom out, naging yung buong mundo na yung nakita. It's the Earth, no?
Right.
Tapos inikot niya, sabi niya sa amin, nahilo ba kayo? Pero hindi naman, it doesn't work that way, no? Hindi naman siya may hawak ng mundo. Pero ibig sabihin lang nun, sir, is that hindi ikaw yung nasa ibabo. Diba, ibig sabihin, gravity is inside. Tama po ba? The core, tama po ba yung paano po ba yung paano ba nag-work ang gravity?
Well, that's actually a big mystery till now. So we do not have, in some sense, what people would argue that we do not have a fundamental theory of gravity in the sense that we would say, for example, if we have a final theory. Mm-hmm. Wala pa. So the best theory for gravity we have of now, right now, is essentially Einstein's theory of general relativity. So this is, Einstein came up with this in 1916. Mm-hmm. So this is
ilang years na po
centuries.
Yun? 101.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, last year lang, timing din sa pagdating namin, I was very grateful for the opportunity to present general relativity to the larger public kasi yung NIP leadership had the foresight, the good sense to actually celebrate the centenary of Einstein's theory. Uh-huh. So, it was very gratifying kasi we didn't expect something like that. From the Philippines, I was very, very pleasantly surprised. Nagkaroon ng celebration, so they contracted three. I was one of the speakers that's invited, and a lot of people came actually. It was a standing room nga yun, eh. So we basically explained what the theory was about. What the theory has said thus far, why it's still a favored theory, kung paano sinimula ni Einstein,
yes.
At ano pa yung pwedeng nating matutunan from the theory itself.
Sir, can you share, siguro, review po para sa atin pong mga tagapakinig, no? Ito pong Einstein's theory of
general relativity.
Sure, I'd be very happy to. So, pakilangan ko munang i-review yung Newtonian theory of gravity. Kasi sa high school...
Ayan. Handa kayo. Ito, review tayo, ha? Handa.
So, sa high school kasi, di ba, we're taught Newton's theory of gravity. So, in fact, we have an equation, right? It says that...
Ito po ba yung E?
Well, no. That's not yet. E equals MC squared at all.
Classmate, parang yun yung kay Einstein kasi.
Einstein na yun. So, Newton pa lang.
So, in Newton's theory, sabi nila, di ba, parang all masses attract. Okay, so you have a mass. Okay, all of us have masses. We, in fact, pulling each other closer.
The thing is,
but we're not experiencing that now because there are other forces keeping us from actually floating towards each other. Now, but if we were in space, we were just left there. Mangyayari nun, we will actually pull each other. We'll find ourselves actually being drawn
to each other,
just because of our so-called gravitational interaction. So all masses have this capacity to pull other masses towards themselves, so towards each other. So ito yung gravity. Now Newton had a very specific theory about this. He actually said, well, not only that do masses attract, they attract with a certain scaling. So basically, we know now that the strength, like how strongly we pull each other, is inversely proportional to the distance of the square of the distance between us. So it was very quantitative.
Ito na po. Ayan na po yung mga formula na yan. Hindi po may formula po yan.
Yes,
inversely
formula,
proportional.
Right. To the square of the distance. I just wanted to, because it's science, diba? So yes. It can't just be about words. I just wanted to stress that there is it was a very quantitative theory. However, the essential concept underlying his theory of gravity was that gravity is a force. So much like, for example, I push something, that experiences a force, hence it accelerates. When we have charges, they also attract each other or repel each other depending on the kinds of charges they are. But the conception that Newton had back in his time, which was revolutionary at the time, that all masses are essentially drawn to each other because they are mutually pulling on each other. So the conception was that gravity, this thing called gravity, if somebody would ask a person back then, what is gravity? Then automatically, gravity is a force. Right? So that's point one, I guess, of Newton's. It's most important point of Newton's theory.
Okay. So ibig sabihin po, number one, pulling, tama po ba?
Yeah, it's always pulling. That's one thing which also differentiates it from the other fundamental force that we know of, which is the electromagnetic force. Iba naman yon. So dun pwedeng repel, pwedeng attract.
This one, pulling towards.
Always, towards
each other.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So that's the, so that theory goes a long, long way into explaining practically everything that we can observe terrestrially. So when, we see things falling to the ground, for instance, that's because, we can explain that by there being a gravitational force that's attractive. So Newton's theory works perfectly well in this regime. So what did Einstein do? There's a very long history of why he actually began his theory to begin with, or he came up with his theory. But the central idea naman that was so revolutionary about Einstein's theory, which he came up with in 1916, like about 300 years after Newton, was that actually gravity is not a force. So it's It's a complete overthrow of Newton.
Malika, bro.
I'll explain this later on. I guess the best example. We should probably just talk about a concrete example. So let's take for example the interaction between the Earth and the Sun. So kung in the high school picture, in the Newtonian picture, we would say, the Earth goes around the Sun. Essentially because they're pulling each other.
Yeah.
Right. So Earth goes around it.
Okay. So hindi po yung may kumbaga ang kapartner dito ng planet Earth ay yung Sun.
Yeah.
She's a star.
Yeah. But in this case, I'm just ignoring all the other masses in the solar system. In this case, I just want to specify to a particular system. Syempre marami pang mga effects doon, like the moon also pulls on both the sun and the earth. The earth is actually pulling on the sun as well. So I'm just making the picture as simple as possible.
So yung sinasabi lang po natin is that hindi lang ito sa dalawang bagay kundi sa maraming bagay na involved.
Yes. In this case I just want to limit our discussion to that for now. So there's this interaction between the two. So we have this picture of the Earth going around the Sun because of this mutual pull between them. How Einstein would talk about that, however, is a bit different. Kasi sasabihin niya, the Earth isn't actually going around the Sun because it's being pulled by the Sun. Ang sasabihin niya is that the Earth is going around the Sun because the Sun is curving the geometry around it. So that's a bit of a mental leap. It's a very different frame of mind, ano? Mm-hmm. Kasi ibang-iba, sasanay tayo sa gravity being a pulling force. Mm-hmm. Diba? In some sense, it's a bit simpler to think about mm-hmm. it in those terms.
Yes.
Pero ang sinasabi ni Einstein is, well, there's this thing called space-time. Okay, so we have space, for example, here. So that's, you know, X, Y, and Z, if you mm-hmm. want to think mm-hmm. about it. And then we have another dimension, which is time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So kay Einstein, ang sinasabi niya, well, this is all actually part of the geometry of that. This is actually space-time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when Earth moves around the Sun, it's not because they're pulling each other. It's because, well, the presence of the Sun there generates a curvature that it mm-hmm. curves this mm-hmm. so-called space-time, which is a. At this point, I'm asking you to accept even with a very flimsy definition, non-definition of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's some kind of space-time around it is mm-hmm. curved. At ang ginagawa ng Earth is essentially it's trying to move along a straight line in this curved geometry.
Mm.
So get over the conceptual difficulty of mm-hmm. coming to terms with that. Imagine langgam tayo.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were an ant and we were walking on this table in front of us.
Okay.
Okay. And suppose you gave the ant specific instructions to say, oh, move in a straight line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The ant, given that it's so small, or we would be so small, gagalaw tayo na straight. What would happen is, since ang directive ko is to move along a straight line, we will eventually generate a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
Magagawa sa straight. However, consider naman balik na that we as ants mm-hmm. are not on this table,
mm-mm.
but are on a sphere.
Okay.
Na kung langgam tayo doon, sabihin natin naman same instructions. Galaw kayo na straight line.
Uh-huh.
Ang mangyayari sa ant or sa tayo, what we will eventually trace out is not a line but a circle.
Oh. Parang ito po 'yung sinasabi natin na ikutin mo ang buong mundo, tama po ba? No. Iikutin mo ang buong mundo. Akala mo dumidire-diretso ka lang, pero hindi. Actually, pabilog yun.
Yes, exactly.
So, you will end up at the same spot kung saan ka nagsimula.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang ganun po ba?
Exactly. Yeah. And the point there is that because of the geometry of the surface that we are in,
mm-hmm.
We might be moving along, well, a straight line locally, but that in fact generates a curved, mm-hmm. a closed curve,
mm-hmm.
Because we're no longer on a flat geometry.
Ayon.
So yung nangyayari actually this is I'm explaining this in very simplistic terms. So I'm sure some of my physicist friends will cringe at my explanation. But the idea is with respect to the Sun and the Earth is mm-hmm. fairly similar.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine mo na parang meron ka instead of you see this picture very often. So you have this instead of a flat table, imagine na meron kang flat na cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos maglagay ka ng heavy object dyan representing the Sun.
Ah, nagka-curve
siya. Tapos nagka-curve, it dips.
Uh-huh.
And now, if you imagine an ant on that surface, mm-hmm. basically representing, say, the Earth.
Yes.
Gagalaw naman yung, papagalawin mo yung langgam in a straight line for him as possible. So, ang mangyayari nyo, he will eventually, in some regions, he'll mm-hmm. trace out a closed orbit.
Oh, yun.
So which is basically what is happening to what the Earth does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the
explanation.
That's the conception, yes.
Of Einstein.
Yeah, so that's what. So for him, gravity is really not this pulling thing, mm-hmm. okay, this mm-hmm. pulling force, but it's really just geometry. So masses or energy, in fact, all forms of energy, generate this thing called curvature in space-time,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. all other masses essentially just try to move along straight lines. Along this curved geometry.
Mm-hmm.
But even the Earth, having its own mass, mm-hmm. will also generate its own curvature.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this very rich interplay of masses generating curvature and curvature also affecting motion of other masses. So it makes for a very interesting dynamical system.
I wonder kung paano kapag this is kasi sabi natin simplified physics pa nga ito, 'di ba? Kasi para maintindihan natin, 'di ba? actually, ang galing nun, sir, no? Na yun ang papaliwanag natin in these terms na kasi ang daming may takot sa physics, no? Mm-hmm. Kaya sa ating pagbabalik, pag-usapan natin yung pag-aaral po ng physics. And okay. I think may marami pong maibabahagi si sir sa atin dyan, sa experience mm-hmm. din niya, no? So, in terms of physics education, no? At may babahagi ako interesting fact sa ating pagbabalik. Hulaan niyo ko, no? Ayan, anong oras
excited
natin?
Excited na rin ako, sir.
Ay 4:24 ng hapon. Kayo po ay nakikinig sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PS.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo nalangit ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya shout ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naiisip.
Nagsusundutan
lang kahit dito.
Tropang Radio.
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahing gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako. Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Anong pagkakatulad ni na Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, Vincent Van Gogh at Michael Phelps? Lahat sila ay may Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder o ADHD.
Ang ADHD ay isang kondisyon na may sintomas ng kahinaan sa konsentrasyon, pagiging sobrang aktibo, at pagkilos ng padalos-dalos. Tulungan ang batang may ADHD na abutin ang kanyang potensyal. Kumonsulta sa doktor para sa tamang diagnosis at pangangalaga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Pareho lang ba ang virus at bakterya?
Normal na tao ba ang mga scientists?
Paano nasisira ang kalikasan?
Magugunaw na ba ang mundo dahil sa climate change?
Tara na't maglakbay tayo sa mundo ng agham, matematika at ibang disiplina. Alamin natin ang relasyon nito sa ating buhay, paligid at kalikasan. Mas pinasaya na ang pag-aaral dito sa Siyensya na Kayo! Ang agham para sa lahat.
Ayan, nagbabalik tayo sa Siyensya na Kayo. At kanina pinag-uusapan natin ang general relativity ni yep. Einstein and explain in simplistic terms. So ngayon, nagigets na namin ni classmate Shrill. Ayan.
Oo, lagot ako sa high school ko. Hindi ko alam to.
May quiz tayo pagkatapos.
May quiz, oo nga. May pa-quiz si teacher. Kasama pa rin po natin si teacher Ian Vega. Actually, professor po siya dito sa NIP, National Institute of Physics, dito po sa UP Diliman. Kanina, no, nabigyan tayo ng free na lecture, yes, ano, patungkol dun po sa gravity. Ang i-share ko lang din kasi papunta tayo dun sa education, no. Alam niyo ba na ang DZUP no nagsimula siya noong 1958, actually 1957 pa lang yung conceptualization. Na conceptualize ang DZUP because they wanted to teach physics lessons on air.
Talaga?
Oh. Yes. Oo. At yan yung history ng DZUP. And mm-hmm. Sir, Teacher Ian, di po ba meron po kayong nababanggit na parang in the US yata ay similar? Ano po ba? Na they wanted to teach science
naman.
Yeah,
I think I'm not entirely certain about my history, pero nabasa ko rin na this is also how public broadcasting company in the U.S. got its initial funding.
Yes.
So when TV was invented, it was very new at the time. yun nga, the I think the science educators there grabbed the opportunity.
Yes.
They thought, oh, this is such a marvelous research resource to reach a lot more people. So ginamit na nila, so na-convince ng gobyerno maglaan ng pondo.
At importante po yun, no, kasi kapag mapopularize mo yung ganitong mga topics, 'di ba? Ay pwedeng required naman sa ating pag-aralan. Pero iba pa rin yung kapag wow, gusto ko 'tong pag-aralan. I remember nung bata, kabataan ko rin meron akong mga napapanood na mga ganong mga lectures. Hindi lectures, actually mga programs, no? Educational programs. So 'yun ang aking trivia kanina ang sinasabi ko. At dahil papunta tayo sa education, no? Nasabi natin na ito siguro yung tanong din po ako ito po ang curiosity ko. Kasi kung ako ay high school, pero kasi in this case po grade ano na eh, kindergarten to grade 12, tama ba? Wala na yung konsepto ng high school, anong year mo sa high school. Pero nung tinuturo yan, di po ba, yung physics required po yan.
Yes. So.
Yes, isa yan sa required na subject. Tapos ang iisipin mo agad, kasi pagpupunta ka na ng college, di ba, anong gusto mong i-pursue? Di po ba? In terms of education, sir, ito po kasing kung ako ay sabihin natin ang hirap, high school pa rin yung nasa isip kong termino eh, grade 10 po ba
to required? Okay.
Yep. Opo, grade 10, alam ko fourth year high school ako nung na-require to eh. Grade 10. Eh, yung iba ayaw nila yung physics, yung iba sobrang gusto naman nila yung physics, no? Papunta dun sa college na,
right,
no?
Right.
Ano po ba ang mga inaaral pagdating sa ano, ito muna college muna. College
you
level.
From
grade 12 to college na, ano po yung pinag-aaralan natin dito sa, lalo na sa UP, ang tawag natin, National Institutes of Physics. Ano po yung mga pinag-aaralan natin dito?
Well, I guess depende rin yun sa, like, so I guess you want to differentiate between anong nangyayari, anong tinuturo
Opo,
sa college
kasi
level
at
high school level.
At high school level.
So, well, one of my best professors has, comes to mind kasi sinabi niya sa amin dati na basically, as you go higher in your level of physics education, halos wala na nagaganap. So, that's a bad way of characterizing all that. What I mean to say is, basically, much of what you need to know is already taught at the basic levels. Ang nangyayari na lang when you go higher is that you basically put in a lot more of the rigor, a lot more of the math. Kasi physics is really not just about explaining the physical world. It's explaining the physical world in mathematical terms. Okay, so yun yung by and large yun yung nangyayari sa university. Much of it is basically trying to take what we learned from high school and trying to formulate our ideas about the physical world in more mathematical terms. Okay, so so much of the difficulty, I would say, in physics education is precisely along those lines. Kasi thinking in mathematical terms is not something that's very intuitive.
Innate.
It's not innate. It's something that really has to be trained for. So, kaya kailangan ng 5 years.
Minsan,
actually, get to the point.
Minsan nga hindi enough yung isang semester para sa math.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Nakakalula talaga. Yeah. may hugot ako.
At kasi pareho kami ni Alec po na galing sa arts and humanities naman, yeah. Sa domain ng arts and humanities kasi we're from College of Mass Comm. Pero yun yung sinasabi namin, there's physics around us, no? Yes. Kahit ito pong ito pong ating studio, in-explain din sa amin to kung bakit kailangan ganito yung acoustics ng studio. May kinalaman siya yung knowledge na yon, hindi man yung formula.
Right.
Though we do math din kapag nagta-time check, mga ganyan. Pero we need those information para din dun sa aming pagpoprograma, di po ba? Yung mga ganong aspeto. Even sounds, Alec ay gusto niya ang sound, tama ba? So the physics of sound, sometimes you have to learn that, no, para maintindihan mo paano ko i-edit tong mga material na ito, paano mapapaganda, paano magiging tunog ganito.
Yeah.
So there's science behind it, di po
for
ba?
Sure, for sure.
No, na sa education. Pero ako, I wonder, sir, I wonder kung ano, kasi ang mundo ko nga ay nandun sa arts and humanities domain, no? Sa ngayon. Pero ano po ba yung, what happens dun sa education po ng atin po mga, sa cluster naman ng sciences, mm-hmm, no? Na kung paano din yung pag-aaral po natin in terms of, kasi marami akong kilala na pupunta talaga sila doon sa, anong tawag dito, sa graduate studies.
Yeah.
Di po ba? Mm-hmm. Gano po yun ka-importante para sa atin sa science domain?
Well, I would argue that it's really important kasi well, the world is becoming more and more complex. There's just a lot of things to learn. Mm-hmm. Right now nga, so NIP benefits from being remarkably successful in the College of Science in its recruitment of students. There was a time, well, actually during my time, that was when it began.
Okay,
that's when it began. The student population began to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, pero before that, mga ilan-ilan lang talaga mga physics majors. Ngayon we easily get like two sections or 100 mm-hmm. 100 freshmen, for example, sa NIP.
Wow, dami
so there's that's pretty good. Of course, yes. The number dwindles a bit as time goes on, pero we're very happy that with the continued success of popularity of physics mm-hmm. at the moment. Ang ano lang is, well, there's always this difficulty recruiting even more for physics. Ang gusto mm-hmm. talaga ng NIP is considerably more physicists in the country. We really need a lot more kasi I don't know about my, I don't speak for all of my colleagues, but at least my dream and the dream of my other colleagues, some of my other colleagues as well, is to see a healthy physics community in the country na kung, mm-hmm. kung ano nakasanayan namin dun sa labas.
Yes.
Mangyari din dito na hindi lang dapat puro UP lang, di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang kami-kami lang yung nag-uusap. Mas okay siguro kung if we get physicists from other provinces as well.
Provinces. Pero are there ano po, physics, ano ba tawag dito? Curriculum courses offered in other universities?
Yeah,
din
yeah.
Po,
I think there are a handful of pretty good universities.
Yes, universities.
Of course, UP is the best.
UP abang.
That goes without saying. Similar naman ang curricula ng ano, I mean it's I mean it's mm-hmm. there is a set guideline for yeah. like what you need for a physics major, no? Yeah. and a number of universities offer major. We wanted to increase more, so we have in Manila, for example, even just in Manila, we have UP, we have Ateneo La Salle, we have UP Manila now. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, so UP Los Baños, even UP Baguio, marami na. So in Cebu, there's San Carlos, MSU, yes. IIT in Mindanao. Mm-hmm. So it's meron naman. Kaso yeah. we really want something a lot more vibrant than what we currently have.
Yes. Well, teacher, nabanggit po ninyo na you want more physicists around, well, sa country natin,
yes,
no?
Yes.
Sa Philippines. Mm-hmm. Ano po ba yung mga igiging trabaho ng atin po mga graduates kung
yes,
sakali? Ito po kasi yung kilala ko, yung poging physicist na reporter po. physicist po ba siya? Si Atom po. Ano po siya? Diba tama po, graduate po siya
ng maraming
physics.
Maraming gwapo sa physics. Marami magaganda din.
Opo. Alam po namin yan. Yun po bang dahilan kung ba't dumadami po yung nag-enroll?
Shameless plug ba? But yeah, I mean, so job. So I mean, this is certainly
opo.
A valid concern,
yes, kasi
particularly
yung,
for parents. Kasi,
opo eh. Kasi yung kunyari, yung engineer, alam na, very alam mo na yun, parang engineering, ito yan. Napaka, ano na, parang, ang alam, may idea ka what they do, no? Pero
yep.
You physicists not as siguro as popular pa, sorry for the term, sir, not as popular as other courses,
yeah.
sabihin na natin, yeah. na ganoon,
yeah. So I think physicists really need to do a better job of explaining that physics is really very versatile in this
mm-hmm.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
So physicists, or at least people with physics backgrounds, have entered many domains, many
mm-hmm.
Many sectors, not just the academic sector.
Mm-hmm.
We would also want an industry that can, safely absorb all of the the graduates to reproduce. Mm-hmm. But by and large now, for instance, many of our graduates end up going to the software industry. Mm-hmm. As you just said, some actually find their way into broadcast communication. Mm-hmm. A number of our graduates enter banking as well, mm-hmm. the finance sector. And of course there's the education sector as well. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty versatile in the sense that, you know, our graduates can, I would say, safely compete with any of the other graduates from other majors. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason for that is because these graduates of ours undergo pretty intense training. That mm-hmm. to the effect that I would argue that they can compete in any arena. Kasi ano bang pinaka-importante sa college, at least for me, it's really the ability to learn, you know, learning how to learn, how to adapt to new environments, how to adapt to difficult situations. And that's certainly something that I would 100% guarantee that our graduates have, physics graduates have.
So kumbaga, sir, they apply yung nanalaman din nila sa physics, no? Kasi ang argument natin,
it's not a direct
physics, not direct.
Well, it's not a direct application. So the thing is, kaya nga, so I think what physics affords is a way of seeing the world.
Mm-mm.
So it's a way of seeing the world in rigorous quantitative terms. It's a way of making sense of the world, of giving coherence to the randomness, to the lack of structure around us. Mm-hmm. I think that's what physicists have, or that's what we try to develop in all of our graduates at the very least. And I think that skill benefits any kind of environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a broadcast communication, you put somebody like Atom there. The idea is that he would have what it takes to actually analyze things, clarify mm-hmm. things that maybe other people of other backgrounds will not have.
Yeah, saka yung we need science reporters, no? Na,
that's true as well.
Can explain, no, in simple terms, no, ano bang nangyayari lalo na po ngayon? Yung sinasabi natin the big one, ano ba 'yan? Paano natin ipapaliwanag 'yan sa public? And ito mga nararanasan nating pagbabago sa klima. Paano rin ba is there physics there o kaya science there? Paano mo pa ipapaliwanag? So, sa 'yun po siguro may i-connect ko sa broadcast, no. Pero kunyari, kung ikaw ay mahilig ka din sa cheer dance competition, mga ganyan. Definitely may physics doon. Paano kaya nila magagawa 'yan? Inisip ko nga, kino-compute pa kaya? Pati sa computation pa kaya?
Pati sa sports.
Sa sports, 'di ba?
Daming physics dun eh. Billiards na nga lang eh.
Oo. Pero kasi these are things na natututunan natin through repetitions. Yung patterns na yon, we learn those things. Siguro akala natin, alam lang, nalaman lang natin, pero naaaral siya ng katawan natin. Tama po ba, sir? Na yung physics na yon, kahit hindi mo alam yung formula, but you know how it works.
Yeah.
Naiintindihan mo, di ba? Mm-hmm. Kung ay ganitong force dapat para ma-shoot yung number 8.
In some sense, may intuition na tayo for physics eh, kasi you know, we know how to walk, we know how to run, we know you know, we deal with physics every day. That becomes intuitive. What physics training does, however, is goes beyond that, no? Kasi ang importante dun is not just about, you know, one important aspect of physics is also, you know, the repetition, the predictability of phenomena.
Yes.
So, bawa, meron kang, as you said, parang, sige, kung tulak mo to ng ganito, alam mong ganito mangyayari.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, but then, you have to put some definiteness in that. Mm-hmm. Parang, ano ba talaga yung, what do you mean by ganito, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that form, I mean, what quantity do I use to measure? I mean, how do I quantify what you just said?
I'm sure maraming technology ngayon na inaral yan ng physics, di po ba, sir?
And various domains as well. I mean, even some of my colleagues, like the National Institute of Physics, is very good in, it has a very big group in complex systems, for instance. And complex systems is a very broad term. In fact, some would argue that it already encroaches on like the social sciences because we apply mathematical tools to understand social systems, for instance. So my colleagues are very good at these things, and this is something that their students also learn. And you know, so I would say that their graduates are very adaptable to the social sciences as well, or any sector that would welcome social scientists, kasi inaaral din nila. Although from a different perspective, from a more quantitative, from a more mathematical perspective.
At siguro po break muna tayo. No? Sa atin pong pagbabalik, ay curious ako doon sa paano din yung, kunyari, the way we educate our mga kababayan, no? Patungkol sa physics dito sa bansa. And paano din yung experience ni Sir din sa ibang bansa, ano? Dahil siya ay nakapag-aral din doon.
Personally, no? Curious din ako sa personal life ni Sir.
Ikaw ha? Iba yata yan, pang ibang
show
yan.
May nakita ako. May nakita ako, maya.
Tanong din natin, ano ba, love ba ito?
Marriage life.
Marriage life. Oo. Yan po, sa atin pong pagbabalik sa ating programang Siyensya na Kayo dito po sa DZP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Inihahandog ng Palawan Tourism Council ang A Salute to Valor Palawan Liberation 2017 sa April 21 to 23 sa Puerto Princesa City, Palawan. Tayo na at sabay-sabay nating gunitain ang 73rd Palawan Liberation bilang paggunita sa ating mga kapatid na sundalo at gerilya noong ikalawang digmaang pandaigdig sa ilalim ng pananakop ng mga Hapon. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, pwede tumawag sa 894-0886 Local 7291 o mag-email sa palawanlibinfo@rahatravel.com. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Palawan Tourism Council sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tag-ulan na naman! Paano ba maging handa para sa mga dadating na bagyo at ulan?
Maghanda ng sapat na pagkain na di kailangang lutuin at malinis na tubig.
Magtago ng mga flashlight, kandila at mga radyong debaterya sa bahay.
Ayusin ang mga mahihinang bahagi ng bahay upang hindi masira agad pagdating ng bagyo.
Ihanda ang sarili sa mga parating na bagyo at ulan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Pareho lang ba ang virus at bakterya?
Normal na tao ba ang mga scientists?
Paano nasisira ang kalikasan?
Magugunaw na ba ang mundo dahil sa climate change?
Tara na't maglakbay tayo sa mundo ng agham, matematika at ibang disiplina. Alamin natin ang relasyon nito sa ating buhay, paligid at kalikasan. Mas pinasaya na ang pag-aaral dito sa Siyensya na Kayo! Ang agham para sa lahat!
Ayan, nagbabalik ulit tayo sa Siyensya na Kayo. At kanina pinag-usapan nga natin ulit, kanina bago tayo mag-break, pinag-uusapan natin kung ano yung relevance ng physics sa education.
Dami ko natututunan this afternoon.
Ako rin.
Sa lagay na to, nakuhuling hirita na natin, Alec. Kasama pa rin po natin si Professor Vega, no? Para po, Professor Ian Vega, para po ipaliwanag sa atin, teacher ang tawag natin sa kanya this afternoon, no? Teacher Ian, dahil po nga sabi kanina, ang relasyon sa buhay, paligid at kalikasan, no? Towards that direction po tayo, physics at relasyon.
Kanina pa ako at magtanong.
Okay.
Kasi nakalagay sa bio nyo na yung wife nyo is also an assistant professor sa Ateneo.
Yes.
Then specialization niya is nanoscience and spectroscopy. Parang nalalayo, ibang-iba sa research ano nyo, specialty
tsaka
nyo.
Tsaka ibang-iba pa siya kasi she actually works with instruments, whereas ako I'm primarily a theorist, so primarily math. So ang tinatanong ko sa akin, so what does my work day consist of, apart from the teaching, apart from the advising of students and all the other administrative work. Mostly sa aking side, it's coming up with problems and solving mathematical equations, programming, coding on a computer. That's my work day. Okay? Ayaw na ayaw ng mga anak ko kasi sobrang boring daw. So nakikita natin, they often stay in my office kasi nasa Miriam lang naman tsaka UP Pau yung anak, yung son ko naman. So parati sila nakatambay sa office ko. So they see me, they don't like what I do. But they like what my wife does kasi my wife gets to play with her toys na malalaking instrument siya.
Sa laboratory.
May lab talaga siya. So she's an experimental physicist. So yung kanya naman, so she looks at the realm of the very small. So she looks at particularly nanoparticles. Mm-hmm. Tapos nagde-design siya ng special kinds of tinatawag doon pag nagfa-functionalize siya ng mga nanoparticles. She creates nanoparticles to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which are useful for various applications, like for example remediation of water systems, lakes and stuff like that. In her case, yung ginagamit niya yung nanoparticles to enhance signals for spectroscopy. So it's
yan na eh, sinasabi natin
useful
no?
Nga
hindi natin yan nalalaman no, pero kasama yan sa mga ginagawa para magkaroon tayo ng the technology that we have now.
It's nice to develop things
here. Eh, sure, ito na. O, paano po ba pag-ibig ng mga scientists?
Pareho lang naman.
Pero paano po kayo nakita? Paano po kayo nagkakilala ng Wild?
So paano ba yun? Hindi pa ako, so basically, I was her teaching assistant. So nagturo, so she's an NIP alumna. Tapos nagturo siya sa Ateneo while I was a student there. Tapos nung graduate ako, so I was looking for a job. They hired me as an assistant. So I was her assistant. Tapos doon na I don't know exactly what it was. Doon na it started with a movie and then
uso din po ba ligawan sa science?
Uso naman, pero sabi ng wife ko, siya daw nang ligaw sa akin. Kaya hindi marunong.
Kahit ano, may gravitational attraction pa rin naman.
Ang tanong nga po sa gravity, yung konsepto ng, pulling towards each other. Po yung nangyari. Ganun po. Paano kayo nakita gravity? Pwede mo may explanation. Opo. And sir, kasi magagalit siguro yung mga ibang mga taga-sciences sa akin nito, no? Pero yung konsepto po na marami pa talagang shy in terms of yung mga ganyang bagay po, sabi nyo, hindi ka daw marunong manligaw or something to that effect pagdating sa sciences.
Hindi naman kasi tinuturo yan.
Hindi tinuturo. Diba, how you understand the world.
Diba, kaya nga different kailangan ng different perspectives din eh. So I would say probably kasi na it's a, diba, yun nga sa training na siguro there are a lot of very well balanced individuals in physics.
Pero paano sir, yung paano sa kasi diba ito siguro pareho po kasi kayong nasa field ng physics, no? You understand the culture of each other, diba? Parang sinasabi natin iba kasi yung pinagseselosan mo yung lab, yung laboratory, hindi ba? Meron kasing ganyan eh. Kasi, yeah, bakit ganyan? Mas mahaba pang oras mo sa laboratory kaysa sa akin. Mga ganyan, sir.
Yes, that's something at this type. I don't have to explain myself. I don't have, if my wife had not been a physicist, it's something that I would have had to do. Pero luckily, siguro na, meron ding konting ganun kahit papano kasi yun nga, as physicists who are passionate about their work, there's a tendency to actually like the work too much. You kind of lose track of time and then forget that there are other important things in our lives, not just the things that we study, things of interest. Pero sa kanya, with my wife, she does the same thing din kasi. I remember when she was pregnant with our first child, our daughter, she had to stay overnight in her lab. So that she was tas nagtatalo pa kami noon, parang do you really have to do this? Sabi niya kailangan niyang gawin to kasi di ba tatapos yung experiment niya, kailangan niyang bantayan ng overnight. So this is something that she was doing kasi she also studied in the States, so yun yung ginawa niya. So naintindihan ko naman yun, so ginagawa din namin and we're lucky in some sense kasi hindi na namin kailangan i-explain masyado kung bakit namin kailangan gawin yung ginagawa
po ninyo. Sir, you mentioned you na studying in the States, no? Sir, saan po kayo graduate studies, do I understand?
So I went to Florida for about 5.5 years. My wife went to a different university in Florida, but it was about 2 hours away. So nagde-drive ako from every weekend. Napilitan akong bumili ng kotse na sobrang lumang kotse just to be with her during the weekends. And then after that, So kasi thinking she became pregnant in my last year as a PhD student.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a father while I was actually writing my thesis, yeah, which is incredibly difficult. And then at the time, we were hoping that she'd also get her PhD just in time while nandun pa kami, pero mm-hmm. hindi na umabot. Tapos her PhD advisor at the time was arguing na, oy, ang dami na nagawa. Actually, she already had about 5 or 6 publications at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been enough for a PhD in any other institute. Pero yes. in her case, hindi pumayag yung university, so she had to stop her PhD mm-hmm. there. So pumunta kami ng, then we basically drove all the way to Canada. Mm-hmm. And we spent 3 years in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 3 years in Canada, so my wife really wants, I said, it's your turn to have a career.
Mm-hmm.
So naghanap kami ng opportunities, and then she found one in Italy. At yun naging intersection namin. Kasi I found jobs in a couple of places, but mm-hmm. the only place where of commonality na may trabaho siya, may trabaho din ako, was in Italy. So that's where she did her PhD. So we spent another 3 years in Italy before eventually returning back to mm-hmm. the Philippines.
Ito maganda kapag ang couple ay parehong nasa ang career ay nasa akademya.
Medyo medyo in sync. Kahit papaano nagagawa ng paraan.
Opo. Sir, na-mention niya, ang daming mga bansa niyong napuntahan.
Nakalista dito USA, tapos Canada, tapos Italy.
Yeah.
Yun. Tapos sa Italy, nakalagay postdoctoral research associate.
Yes.
Sa research po ba ng wife niyo yun? Or?
That was for me. So yung sa wife ko, bali PhD student siya doon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So kasi yung typical career path ng professional physicist or mm-hmm. academic. So after nowadays kasi a PhD is not enough. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some would argue na okay lang, pero for UP it's not. Mm-hmm. So basically you finish a PhD, and then usually when you do a PhD, you essentially specialize in one topic,
yeah,
okay, which is your PhD dissertation, and you learn a lot from that. But again, you know, physics is so broad. There's so much to learn, even within your given specialty.
Mm-hmm.
So nangyayari is it's desire to learn more. So you apply for one of these fellowships.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing I got in. They're called different things. Sometimes it's an associateship or mm-hmm. a fellowship. That's by and large, it's almost like a scholarship. Kaso mas pataas ang bayad. So binabayaran ka lang. You're not paid
para
as a PhD
research.
Para mag-research ng full time.
Teacher Ian, ito pong nasasabi ninyo kasi you've been to a lot of countries, ano. Ako kasi po nakarinig ako iwan ng kwento, halimbawa sa human kinetics, sinasabi daw sa ibang bansa, bakit nasa under kayo ng College of Human Kinetics but kinetics yung tawag sa inyo? May mga ganun po mga questions.
Yeah.
Do we have the similar concern? Hindi pa concerns, ano po ba? Differences in perspectives. Pag lumabas ka na ng bansa.
Well, sa physics, wala masyadong difference. I mean, I guess this is to the credit of the physics society in the Philippines in general. Now, I would strongly argue that my education here was very good. Mm-hmm. And our education for physics in the country, at tertiary level at least, hopefully it percolates down to the lower levels as well, is very, very good. We essentially teach, I would argue, that that's at the same level as the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly try to teach them the best way I can in the way that I was also taught abroad or here by my teachers,
mm-hmm.
And I demand the same kinds of rigor from my students. Okay naman yung education, so hindi masyadong yung shock ko was mostly pagdating doon, syempre ayaw mong maging tameme, so syempre you tend to overdo things. So in my case, naging ermitanyo ako for one semester because I really wanted to be the best. Like pay off naman. So I mean, it went well for me while I was studying there. So hindi ako masyadong na. So it's also what I tell my students. May mga estudyante ako in my research group were also very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I recommend write recommendation letters and they eventually get scholarships abroad or they study here. Yung sinasabi ko, okay, wag kayong pabaya, wag kayong pahiya sa Pilipino. Okay, basically, you carry the entire of Philippines kasi most likely, you will be the only Filipino physicist that these people will know of. So, ikaw yung representative ng buong bansa. It's not like other countries that are better represented, I would say. Like India, for instance, they get hundreds and hundreds of applicants.
But do they have,
parang ano ba, stereotypes or perspective, certain perspectives about Filipinos or Filipino physicists?
Oh yeah, well, the one thing that I was probably asked surprisingly at the beginning was made in jest, na parang meron akong, there was a classmate of mine from Ohio State, and sabi niya may nabasa daw, so sabi niya, do you really eat dogs in the Philippines? But okay. this was meant in jest. I mean, sabi, mm-hmm. hindi naman niya talaga pinaniwala. But I mean, I think the nice thing about being in the sciences as well, mm-hmm. Although I don't speak, like, this is not universal. I mean, it's general but not universal. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman malakas ang mga stereotypes masyado. Yeah. I mean, because we tend to focus on the science.
Yes.
We tend to view everyone, you know, irrespective of color, race, or culture.
So academic, culture. Endemic communities.
Oh, we tend to respect
each
other.
It connects people in a way.
Kasi, yes. diba, we focus on the science. That's, if you know how to do the math, you know how to do science, then you're a good person.
If you don't know how to do math, you don't know how to do science, then learn it. Diba? So mga ganyan, Sveto, maraming pwedeng matutunan, no, sir?
Yeah.
At ang physics ay parang, sa una nakakatakot siya, pero masarap siyang aralin pag naiintindihan mo, na yung connections, no, interconnections, yeah. ng mga iba't ibang mga factors, iba't ibang mga elements around you. Yeah. No?
I suppose on one thing that that I've had to wrestle with myself, and I think my students are wrestling with as well, na tinatry kong iwin sila away from, is this tendency to think of physics as to be detached from the subject that they're actually studying.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is yung tipong pag nag-aaral ka ng libro, there's a tendency, you unconsciously, I mean, it's not unconsciously, no, pero parang you read a book, it's about these grand ideas. Bihira lang talaga yung mga estudyante na who get to the point where they begin to own the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang akin to, hindi to. And maybe this is because you know, most of the scientists that they read about are not from the Philippines, so they think, oh, okay, this is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I teach my students, the classes that I teach here in UP, I try to encourage them, or in fact, I force upon them. Hindi to siya, these are ideas that are alive. Hindi siya parang old archaic ideas na parang para sa kanila lang, para sa atin din to. Kasi diba, when we learn about Newton's theory, Einstein's theory, you shouldn't think of them as white men, you should think of them as humans, diba? Hindi sila tao din, sila like us, we are exactly like them, we have the exact same brain capacity as them. So pwede itong maging inyo kung halimbawa maaral mo to, maintindihan mo, sa'yo na yun, di ba? Hindi na yun kanila.
Can process those information to create your
new
own
things, right? You wrestle with it, really make it your own. Kasi, and this is particularly difficult for me, kasi I've also had my first year, I've only been here a year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Ano to eh, parang yung pinakamalaking challenge is really to get my research students naman to the point where hindi lang sila estudyante kundi scientists talaga, na and I make a distinction between the two in the way they process knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yung tipong a student is only after the final requirement, yung tipong gagawa sila para lang matapos tong requirement na to. And
mm-hmm.
meron mga research students na are kind of frustrating still, kasi basically tatanungin, we have this research topic we explore, tapos babalik sa iyo, tapos, sir, ano nang gagawin ko next?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tapos, and that's always struck me as a rather weird question. Yeah, because I'm there to advise you, I'm mm-hmm. there to guide you, but I'm not supposed to say what's next, kasi otherwise the impression that question gives me is hindi mo talaga gusto, you're not in charge of your own learning.
Mm-hmm.
Ang ginagawa mo, gusto mo lang masatisfy yung mga
requirements,
yung mga gusto ko, whereas ang scientist, gagawin ko anong gusto niya.
Mm-hmm.
So kung scientist ka, if you're in that frame of mind, gagawin mo yung gusto mo. And by the way, if any of my students are listening to this, please pay attention.
Oo, wala silang class ngayon.
So it really is. I mean, it's difficult making that transition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I had to make that transition myself at some mm-hmm. point. I just don't remember exactly when.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kasi pag nag-aaral ka, it has to be, di ba? Umbawa, mag-aaral ka, tapos kung hindi ko na naintindihan, this is nice, this is cute, parang then you explore, you dig more deeply. Eventually, it just brings you to a direction that's entirely your own. And I think my job as an advisor is always to be there at your side. Kung meron kang, "Ay, sir, hindi ko naintindihan tong part ito." Then my role is to, of course, provide the details that get you from point A to point B. Pero you should dictate what your point B is. Diba? Hindi yung, ano. So, yun nga, I think maybe this is not unique to the Philippines. It's probably unique to all students who are transitioning from being physics students to physics researchers. It's also something that I would like more people to be physics people to be here in the country. Na parang nandun sila na, yun nga, they have their own. Kaya lang naman kami nagiging physicists kasi ako, I wanted to be a physicist because I wanted to be able to explore questions that I pose myself. So yun yeah. yung, you buy that certain degree of freedom in a job like this. Mm-hmm. And I'd want more people to desire something, a similar lifestyle. Kasi it helps in many yes. aspects mm-hmm. of life. Hindi lang, it makes for a much more, I don't know, satisfying life,
oh. I think. And I think with that, napakasarap natapusin natin po yung ating pong episode.
Sana may natutunan
kayo. Definitely po. Ano. At kasi ito din sinasabi na, take charge of your own learning. Yan. Mm-hmm. Huwag i-please lang ang mga prof ninyo. Alam ko po yan. Huwag lang i-please lang yung mga teachers. Kundi, ano ba yung gusto ninyo? Yun. So, maraming salamat po, Teacher
Ian. You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, hey, maraming salamat po. At huwag po kayo mag-aalala dahil next week, sa mga susunod po ng episodes po ng atin pong programa, ay maririnig po ninyo ulit ang boses ni na Classmate Chat, Classmate Mary. Mm-hmm. Kami po ang inyong nakasama ngayong hapon na ito. Ako po si Classmate Shrek.
Ako po si Classmate Alec.
At kami po ay bumabati nga sa inyo ng magandang hapon. At sa siyensya na kayo, ang agham ay para sa lahat. Dito po sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Hanggang sa susunod na Biyernes, mga classmates, dito sa Siyensya na Kayo, ang agham para sa lahat.